It's the More Than Pink podcast with B98.5's Madison James and Susan G. Komen, Greater Atlanta's Katie Diamondstone.
Hi, guys. Thanks for checking in. This is episode one. Don't forget to subscribe. We're going to be talking about a lot of things on this podcast. We're going to be talking about breast cancer awareness. We're going to be talking about breast health. We're going to be talking about questions that you need to ask your doctor. We're going to be talking about things that patients go through, all those things that you may be going through if you or a family member is going through breast cancer. And we've teamed up with Susan G. Komen, Greater Atlanta chapter, and we've got Katie Stone in here, the executive director, and is going to be involved in all these podcasts because it's More Than Pink. That is a new slogan. We're going to be talking more on today's podcast. But Katie, it kind of shocks me. I've been involved with you guys now for a couple of years. And if you can, give some history with how long your organization has been around, number one. And then number two, explain exactly what Komen does.
The Susan G. Komen Organization has been in existence for 35 years. We just celebrated our 35th anniversary. And it was started by Nancy Brinker. She made a promise to her sister, Susan G. Komen, who is a real person who died of breast cancer when she was 37, that she would do everything she could to end breast cancer forever. And she started the breast cancer movement, and it turned into the largest breast cancer organization in the world. But here in Atlanta, the Komen Atlanta affiliate has been around since 1991. So we are a staple of the local community, and we're proud of our long history of service, but there is still so much work to be done.
And there's some misconceptions, you know, as me being involved out and about with you guys, people still don't understand where the money goes. I know it's a touchy topic. Get that right out here on the table and tell people where the money goes, and please, how much of that stays here in the community, because I think that's very key.
Gladly. So the Komen model is really interesting one because we're fighting breast cancer on two fronts. Globally, by funding cutting-edge breast cancer research to ultimately find the cures and better treatments. And so this is going to impact women all over the world. But locally, we also fight it by providing services and education and meeting the needs of women and men in our own community who might not otherwise have access to these services. And as the executive director of the Atlanta affiliate, that's where I spend the bulk of my time, is who needs services, who needs access to care in Metro Atlanta, who is not getting it. And then we focus our efforts there.
Can you even go into more detail about what percentage of the dollar? Because it's something you guys are very proud of. And I think people should hear that, because you don't hear these types of numbers that often.
Sure. And we're 100% transparent about where our dollars go. But if you look at our services in terms of a dollar bill, 75 cents of each dollar will stay right here in Metro Atlanta to meet these needs that we had talked about before. 75 cents of each dollar. That's a lot. And so it's thousands and thousands and thousands of services that we provide every single year. And the other 25 cents we send for breast cancer research. So we pool those dollars with other Komen affiliates around the country, plus with money from Komen headquarters, in order to make huge, impactful research grants. Last year alone, it was $45 million worth of research just in one year, almost $1 billion in research since the organization was started. So we truly are making an impact on every front as it relates to breast cancer.
And in studio two, we've got Tamaya, who is also a breast cancer survivor. And can you tell a little bit about your story and kind of how Komen really does help women like yourself?
So I was diagnosed at the age of 36 after experiencing a miscarriage. And I actually got involved with Komen after my diagnosis and after my treatment, through getting more involved and learning more about the disease as a whole. And so I got involved with them on their science aspect, and they have a program called Advocate in Science. And it's for survivors who have experienced breast cancer firsthand and actually go through a training, an in-depth training, to learn more about the disease and learn how we can have a voice on the research side. And the research side is very prominent and very impactful for survivors, because a lot of times the researchers and the doctors know what it takes to cure the patient, but they don't necessarily all the time look and understand the quality of life and how it impacts the patient. And so through Komen's involvement and wanting to make sure they have a holistic impact with research, they've developed the Advocates in Science program, And we're prominent and able to be seen at many of the major symposiums across the country and actually globally. And then we also participate in their advocacy work that they do in Washington, D.C. to ensure that federal research dollars are being paired with their research dollars that they have committed. And so for me as a survivor, I am very proud to work alongside of Komen as a national organization, and especially here locally as being a member of their Sisters of Promise advisory committee.
And can you talk a little bit more about that too? Because I guess just me being out and about and talking to people, sometimes they really don't see, like, no, Komen is helping people in the community. They are helping with mammograms. They are helping with screenings. Talk about how it really is making an impact, especially here in Atlanta, with minorities and women of color.
I am extremely excited that Komen Atlanta has made it a priority to be involved and understand the disparities and the inequities as it relates to breast cancer. And so in Atlanta, they developed a program called Sisters of Promise, where they have taken a select group of women to basically spearhead and come up with ideas and basically be a think tank on ways to go out into the African-American community specifically, as well as other communities of color, but focus in and honing in on the mortality rates and the effect that breast cancer actually has in the African-American community within the Atlanta metropolitan area. And so for me, being a part of Sisters of Promise, I have access to a community that Komen Atlanta, the affiliate by itself, may not actually have access to. And so I'm able to speak to my friends that are all majority 45 and under and talk to them about the risk, talk to them about screenings, talk to them about different organizations that are willing and able to help them with screening, share with them that this is that Susan G. Komen as a whole, and especially the Atlanta affiliate, recognizes that they actually have a voice and they are important in our community. And to kind of get that myth that the organization is just centered around helping white women. And so when they see a face that looks like them, when older women see a face that could be their daughter or their granddaughter, it has a totally different effect. And I'm able to tell a story and share with them what it was in my family, how my mother felt, how my husband felt, how my niece felt. And I'm able to really just share with them and let them see this could be their life, but I don't want it to be their life. And so I'm very adamant about where someone lives does not determine whether they live, and making sure that each and every person knows that regardless of the myths and the stories that you've heard, Susan G. Komen will definitely help you. They will get you to the places and the resources that you need so that you do not have to be at stage 3 or 4 trying to fight for your life.
Dr. Gore, who's out in the field, a breast surgeon here in Atlanta working for Northside Foresight, what you're seeing coming in into your office and what you're dealing with out there on a day-to-day basis?
First of all, happy to be here. I'm very glad that Tamaya touched on letting patients know what resources are available over the last month. And I think I saw an uptick in patients just because everyone's trying to get in before the new year starts, before there's changes in their insurance, before the new deductible hits or whatever. But the number of women I've diagnosed and treated with breast cancer in their late 30s to early 40s has been absolutely astounding. One I can think of off the top of my head, 40-year-old woman, single mom, 4 sons, who comes into me with this huge breast mass. I mean, I'm a tall girl. My hand is pretty large. And when I tell you the cancer was larger than the entire span of my hand. And so it's absolutely devastating. Do a further workup because I know off the top she has at least stage 3 disease. Get the PET scan. Of course it's positive. Of course she has metastasis in both lungs. Get a head scan just so, you know, do our due diligence. She was complaining of headaches, and of course she has brain metastasis. And so this is a huge deal. She's 40 years old. The likelihood is triple negative, which is, as some people know, maybe not everybody, but extremely aggressive.
Explain what that is, because some people may not know what that is.
So when we look at a breast cancer, you get your biopsy. When it's in the lab and the pathologist is looking at it under the microscope, they're going to do special stains. They want to know, does this tumor express hormones? We want to know, does it express, number one, estrogen, number two, progesterone, and number three, is there a receptor on your breast cancer called the HER2 receptor? This is all important because it completely determines adjuvant treatment, so the treatments you will get after surgery. If it expresses estrogen and progesterone, great, because that means after surgery, after you're done with all of your treatments, there's a pill we can give you that will decrease your risk by 50% of a new cancer in the ipsilateral breast or a contralateral tumor, so a new tumor in the opposite breast that was affected. We look at HER2, as I mentioned, because, again, there are IV drugs similar to chemotherapy but not as toxic as chemotherapy that we can give that can completely reduce the risk of the cancer coming back. And so all of these are important. The issue is primarily in African-American women, Caribbean-American women, seen it, an uptick in it in my Hispanic patients. These tumors don't express any of it. They don't express estrogen. They don't express progesterone or HER2. So it's very difficult to target the breast cancer and basically kill it and prevent it from coming back. And so it becomes a huge issue because you're more likely to have a more aggressive tumor. It's a marker of having a very aggressive tumor is very difficult to treat. And in a lot of instances, these tumors are going to come back. That one 40-year-old patient, that's what I'm dealing with right now.
You see it in the news with the screening guidelines. I understand it's for dollars, and I know you probably get very, very frustrated.
At the end of the day, it's an insurance issue, number one, because insurers really don't want, like, this is a test you have to get every year, and sometimes you're called back for additional mammograms, additional views. They don't feel like paying for that. And also, a lot of these governing bodies that make the recommendations that we follow say, you know what, this is actually, we're over-treating everybody. We're doing too much. Tell that to the 40-year-old patient who now has stage 4 disease. We're not over-treating anything. Tell that to the 35-year-old woman who's newly diagnosed with breast cancer. I will say this out loud. I'm very disappointed that in a city where a lot of women are being diagnosed in their late 30s and 40s, you want to push the screening age up to 50. And they're also saying every other year. That's a huge deal. It takes up to 2 years for a cancer to become palpable. So if you get a mammogram, you've caught it way before it's become a problem, way before you can feel it or your doctor can feel it. This is absolutely asinine to me. And as a breast surgeon, I will never recommend it, especially when the large majority of my patients are under the age of 45.
Katie, Komen does provide free mammogram screenings. Can you give a list on places that you guys, where that 75 cents is going to, that you're funding to bring those mobile mammograms to the community or set them up with the doctor?
Sure. And I just want to piggyback on what Dr. Gore was saying. At Komen, the recommendation is 40. Every year at 40, you should have a mammogram. However, it's very important that people know that with Komen Atlanta funds, we will provide a mammogram or screening for you at any age if you have a symptom or need to be seen. So we don't care how old you are. We want to make sure that every single person gets the screening. I was 35 years old when I was diagnosed. If I would not have had that screening, I would not be sitting here today. So it's very important that we look at our younger women and men too.
Where do they go if they need to get that information with Komen? Because you do provide those free screenings for people who can't afford it because they're not insured. A lot of people may do the self-exam, notice something is not right, but then they're kind of like, well, I don't have insurance. I can't afford to go. So what am I supposed to do about that?
So your step one is to call our office and talk to our team, and we will help find a place for you. We will pay for your screening. We'll pay for any diagnostic tests that you may need. But we want to find a location that will provide the exact services you need that are also close to you, because we know so many people have transportation troubles or childcare issues, and we want to make sure there are no barriers to getting this screening. So our office phone number is 404-814-0052. And we take calls all day, every day, mostly from women, but sometimes from men who need these services. And we will bend over backwards to make sure that you get it.
Again, thanks so much. Thank you, Katie. Thank you, Dr. Gore. Thank you, Tamaya, for sharing your stories. This is episode one. Don't forget to subscribe. We'll be back again with episode two, telling you that breast cancer really affects more people than you realize. Thanks for checking in. And don't forget to subscribe.
This has been the More Than Pink podcast, brought to you by Susan G. Komen, Greater Atlanta, and B98.5.